The Brussels Diamond Meeting marks 5 years since the start of the Kimberley Process, a global watchdog group that includes the European Union and aims to stop the flow of so-called conflict or blood diamonds. European External Relations Commissioner Benita Ferrero-Waldner hailed the progress made since the start of Kimberley in 2002. She said diamonds are no longer a rebel's best friend, referring to warlords who have used the jewels to fuel conflicts in such African countries as Angola, Congo, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. And the diamond industry, which has been accused of being opaque, revealed its production figures this year for the first time. But despite strides in countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo, Annie Dunaback, a campaigner for the London-based watchdog Global Witness, says more needs to be done.
In many countries, especially in many African countries, we're seeing an increase in official diamond exports, and that's a very good sign. Unfortunately, on a global scale, we're also seeing an increase in illicit flows, sort of rough diamonds that are being traded outside the Kimberley process or in parallel. So we're really hoping that this week, the KP with the EC chair addresses these weaknesses, but also that India, who's the incoming chair, continues to address these issues effectively next year.
During the Brussels meeting that ends Thursday, participants will try to strengthen existing controls against the flow of illicit diamonds. The 27-member European Union is a Kimberley Process member, and 80% of rough diamonds end up in the Belgium city of Antwerp, where they are finished. Belgian media reported last weekend that police had seized $20 million worth of diamonds believed to have come from Ivory Coast, which has been torn by conflict in recent years. The country faces an international embargo against exporting diamonds. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.